Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at Kate. Hi, this is Kate. Make sure and go to preparewithkate.com. Preparewithkate.com. You're going to get special deals from my Patriot Supply and a payment plan. Isn't that amazing? You can do this on payments, which makes it easier on the budget, but make sure you have a food supply. Make sure you're adding to that food supply. All you need to do is go to preparewithkate.com. Thanks, you guys. DallyRadio.com.
Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. Uncle Milty for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So happy that you're tuned in today, and make sure that you do visit Dr. Diet. They are fantastic. They're on St. George Boulevard, and they're changing lives every day. If you got through 2 weeks of your New Year's resolutions, and right about now you're thinking, I don't know about this, or maybe not making the headway you wanted, just get over to Dr. Diet. They're going to help you do it. And just mention the show. They have certain specials that they'll apply to you. And I really love what they're doing. They have a wonderful staff and lots of tools to help you. And you know what? Tools make it a little easier, to tell you the truth. I mean, my gosh, why the struggle? Just get over to Dr. Diet. 628-DIET is the phone number, and you'll love those guys. They are just fantastic. Highly recommend them. I've used them myself, and they are just great. It's the accountability factor, too. It does wonders. We have a guest right now, Natalie Claussen from SecureVoteUtah.org. SecureVoteUtah.org. So happy that you're joining me, Natalie. And Lou joined me last week, and Natalie's on this week to let people know this is a huge issue. You have got to be part of this. You've got to put your signature on this, because what they're calling voter suppression in the United States is not voter suppression. This is actually, it's the actual opposite of what they're trying to do nationally. There are so many people out there saying, we understand that we have gone to a level that can be very fraudulent now, and we need to rein that back in by hand counting ballots. And you know what? Most of the country gets it. And that's what's so crazy. Most of the country feels this way. Wait a minute. We're going way in a wrong direction here. And we need to be able to have confidence in our voting again. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun to be on here and talk about this.
Oh, yeah. In fact, tell people a little bit, if they're new to the show or just listening for the first time, SecureVoteUtah.org is doing what?
We want people's vote to count, and we want people to have confidence in the system.
Yes.
And, you know, it's interesting. There's a study that was put out by the Heritage Foundation, mm-hmm. and they looked at all the election laws across the country, and they found that Utah we ranked number 41, clear down at the bottom as far as how secure our election laws are.
Wow.
And so we're just, we're really concerned about that, and we want to just tighten things up so that we know that we can have confidence that you go to vote and your vote is counted and it's all done accurately and we can verify the system.
Good. I'm so glad you guys are doing this because people all over are concerned. And it's funny that they have kind of warped it into nationally into this. People that are concerned are going to suppress people trying to vote. No, we're actually trying to make it so that it's not fraudulent. And that is, it's really upside down on this, what they're trying to sell nationally to everybody. And Utah, I'm so proud of you guys at Secure Vote Utah because you're really making this effort shine and making people very aware of it. How do people sign this so that we can again restore our election process in Utah? How do people get a hold of this?
Yeah, good question. This is really exciting because we're getting a lot of momentum and it's just building. And we have a very, very small window to get this whole process done. So we started just at the beginning of January and we have basically through the month of January to get 150,000 signatures throughout the whole state of Utah.
Wow.
And once we get those signatures, then we can be on the ballot in November. But it's really, this is one of those projects that we just need everyone on board really quick. Let's all work hard and get this done so that we can reach this deadline. It's not something that's going to drag on forever. We need help right now. So we've got a bunch of signing locations.
Okay.
Please,
everybody grab a pen right now. Just grab a pen or type this on your phone. Type an email to yourself, whatever you need to do. Text your own number, just whatever you need to do. But make sure that you're very aware of how to do this and how to share it with friends. Okay. Where do we sign?
Yes. Because it has to be done in person because we know that's the most secure thing is to do it in person. But the petition has to be signed in person. So you have to go to one of these places or others that we'll announce in the future. But so let me start off with go throughout the week. Today in Farmington, at the Farmington Library, we will have people there signing at collecting signatures at 7 p.m. So today, Tuesday, January 18th.
So tonight. Tonight is Farmington tonight. At the Farmington Library tonight at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Okay.
Then tomorrow, Wednesday, January 19th in Lehigh at the Kimber Academy in Lehigh, we have people from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. That's on Wednesday, January 19th, tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Thursday, we're down south in St. George, mm-hmm. and we'll be at the St. George Library, Room B, from 6 o'clock to 7:45 p.m. That's on Thursday, January 20th.
So this Thursday evening, down here at St. George Library, Room B, St. George Library, 6 o'clock to almost 8 o'clock. So in the evening on Thursday, this Thursday, and that would be March the 20th.
Or January 20th.
Sorry, January 20th. What is my problem today? It's too much information overload. Okay, so this Thursday, January 20th, 6 to about 8 p.m., and that is St. George Library. You can sign in person.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And then on Saturday, we've got two events up north. And on Saturday, the 22nd, we will be at the March for Life event at the Utah State Capitol.
Oh, nice.
And we'll have people there. We'll have a table set up, and we'll have people there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
On this Saturday, January 22nd, March for Life, Utah State Capitol.
Okay.
And then also on Saturday in Orem at the location Ready Gunners, it's a gun store, mm-hmm. at 1066 South State Street, Orem. We'll be there between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Ready Gunners on Saturday.
Nice. Now, and then, okay, and go ahead, please.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want you to go ahead, all your locations.
Okay, one last one to tell you about for this week. We have an ongoing location in Cedar City. We've got a great place, the Mountain Towing and Recovery. We'll have a petition that you can go and sign on an ongoing basis starting on Friday.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that's at 523 North 100 East in Cedar City, and they'll be there Monday through Friday about 9 to 5. And the contact, it's Melanie Call is there. Her number is 435-463-8000. And then you can meet up with her or you could go into her location starting on Friday. But it's easy to find. It's right next to Brad's Food Hut.
Okay. In Cedar City, what is the name of that business that is housing you guys ongoing? What is the name?
It's the Mountain Towing and Recovery. And it's Melanie Call is the contact there.
Wow. Mountain Towing and Recovery, good on you. I hope everybody gives you business. I hope everybody comes in to sign in Cedar City. I love that you're doing that. And by the way, people need to use your business because you guys are true patriots. And can other businesses get in contact with you, businesses that are willing to do this?
Yes, that would be great. We would love to have locations that people want to do it. Let me tell you, our website is securevoteutah.org. That's where you can go to sign up, to let us know if you want to sign the petition or carry a packet. And then you can email us at securevoteutah@gmail.com and let us know if you have a location that you want us to, that we could have packets at that people can find.
Oh, I love this.
So securevoteutah@gmail.com.
Securevoteutah, okay, and at gmail.com, securevoteutah.org. Businesses, please, I know you're listening. Be a hub for this. This restores election integrity. This will hand count the votes. If we can get enough signatures on this, and let's really blow people's minds when it comes to the fact that Utah is very, very aware of what is going on. And we are not, I was abhorred when I saw the opinion pieces with Cox and Dee Dee Henderson saying how perfect our elections are and how they don't even have one case of fraud. That's absolutely ridiculous, and all of us know it. And so as much as they're trying to sell that to Utahns, Utahns aren't buying it. And I'm really, really grateful for all your efforts in this. Businesses, please step up and be a hub so people can go in at any time and sign. I would appreciate it. I will talk about you for free on the show. I will make sure people know your name. Mountainland Towing and Recovery, my hat tip, my biggest hat tip to you guys in being a hub for collecting signatures for this, because we all care about election fraud. If we continue to have the system we have, we're in trouble, folks, and we have got to make some changes. And you guys at securevoteutah.org are making these changes, and I am so proud of the work that you're doing, and we have got to have more hubs. This is amazing that you guys are doing this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the businesses. And if we have individuals who can take a packet around to knock on doors, their neighbors, or go to some locations, let us know at securevoteutah.org and check the box that you want to be a packet manager to help carry these packets around. We'd really appreciate that.
This is awesome. Will you join me next week on Tuesday and we'll talk about this again?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'd love to.
Thank you, Natalie. I really appreciate it. SecureVoteUtah.org. Good on you, Mountainland Towing, for having that. Good on you for the libraries, making sure that people understand where to go this Thursday night in St. George. Since we're in a local hour this night, on Thursday night on the 20th, is 6 to almost 8 o'clock at the library. Go and sign. And then, of course, all the other locations. I'm going to put this on a short for the show, which is a short cast, which means that you can just listen to this part with Natalie, and please send this clip that'll be about 10 minutes long. Send this all around to your friends so they get all these locations that she just talked about. Really appreciate you, Natalie. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. And good on them for doing this, right? That's what we need. As much as Governor Cox tries to shove this down our throats, that we have a perfect election and don't look here, folks. And then we've had Sophie and Jen on who tried to get the information, which is supposed to be transparent. And what happened? Henderson, sends thugs to their houses, charges them $100,000 for the information, thinking they'll never, ever acquire the amount. I had Phil Lyman on here talking about the same exact thing, talking with Sophie and Jen about he's horrified. I love Representative Phil Lyman. He's horrified at what's happening. We should all be. What are they hiding that they have to charge $100,000 for a grammar request for information that they're supposed to just want to give? They should be giving that to people and saying, look how transparent we are. They're hiding big, big information. Sophie and Jen had thugs show up to their house after they did an inquiry for a grammar request on our election material. That's sad. Dee Dee Henderson and Governor Cox need an investigation and stat, right? What are they covering up? What are they covering up? So we Utahns need to come out in full force and show them we're not buying what they're selling. And I would love to be able to have somebody call for an investigation on both of them for what they're hiding for elections. But in any case, all of us need to be a part of this. Businesses, please contact securevoteutah.org and become a business hub so people have a lot of different places that you can go and sign continuously this month, because we only have this month. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now.